July 31st, 1904. The human will falsifies and profanes even the holiest works. Continuing in my poor state, it seemed that he came more than once, and I seemed to see him as a child, as though surrounded by a shadow. He said to me, "My daughter, don't you feel the freshness of my shadow? Rest in it, for you will find refreshment." And it seemed that we rested together in his shadow, and I felt all reinvigorated being close to him. Then he continued, "My beloved, if you love me, I do not want you to look either inside or outside of yourself, at whether you are warm or cold, at whether you do much or little, or at whether you suffer or enjoy. All this must be destroyed in you. You must have your eyes fixed only on whether you do as much as you can for me, and everything to please me. The other ways, as high, sublime, and industrious they might be, cannot please me and content my love. Oh, how many souls falsify true devotion and profane the holiest works with their own will, always seeking themselves. Even in holy things, if one seeks her own way and taste and the satisfaction of herself, if she finds herself, she escapes from God and does not find him.